Yeah, Avram comes to Eretz Yisrael, and what happens? Immediately, Avram has to go. There's a famine in the land, and he goes to Mitzrayim, and Sarah is taken captive. And it's a big mess. Hashem works it out. Eventually, Avram leaves. He's able to get himself out of Mitzrayim, and he's on his way back to Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly making promises to Avram Avinu. And then in Perek Yudalad, we have the famous war of the four kings and the five kings, and how Lot is taken captive in that war, and Avram comes to save Lot. And then after the story of the four kings and the five kings, for those who have a Chumash open in front of you, if you have a Chumash, you can take a look. It says that Avram has an encounter with who? With Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Who is Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem? It's Perek Yudalid Pasuk Yud Ches, and that's the first piece that our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, writes about in this week's Parsha. Who is this Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem? Rashi says, Hushem ben Noach. Believe it or not, he's still around. Shem, the son of Noach, was Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. He's Malki Tzedek. He's a king of righteousness. He's the king of righteousness. He was the son of Noach. Okay, and what does he do for Avram when he meets Avram? Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, Hoti Lechem V'Yayin. He brings out bread and wine. Vahu Kohen Le'el Elyon. And he was a priest of Hashem. Okay, the first Kohen. Right, obviously Kohen in a different sense, but the first priest of God. Vayevarcheu Vayomar Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon Konei Shemayim Va'aretz. Right, blessed is Avraham of Hashem, the one who created heavens and earth. And he gives him a big bracha. And he gives him a gift, Uvarach El Elyon, Asher Migain Tzarecha B'Yadecha, who protected you, V'yitin Lo Maiser Mikol, and he gives him Maiser, he gives him a tenth. He gives him a donation. All right, he gave him snacks, he gave him a donation. Okay, very nice. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim. V'yomer Baruch Avram L'Kel Elyon. Okay. All right, Chaver, let's see what our Rebbe wants to say about this. Let's see. Let's see if we can figure it out. Okay, take a look. Says the Avodas Yisrael. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom. There's a lot of secrets here. Isa Bezara Kadosh. Malki Tzedek said, Baruch Avram. Right, he's not Avraham yet. He's going to become Avraham. Right now he's Avram. Baruch Avram. Kemod Amrinan, Baruch Ata. This Baruch Avram, Malki Tzedek, who's a Kohen, Melech Shalom, giving a bracha to Avram, who just helped to win the battle of the four kings and the five kings, and he's giving him gifts, says the Zohar, Baruch Avram is like we say, Baruch Ata. Now when do we say Baruch Ata? Every time we make a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Okay. Raza demila tikuna divirchon inon. Ad kan leshono. This is the secret of the brachos that we make. When we say Baruch Ata, somehow it's a secret, it's tapping us back into this blessing that Avram received from the first Kohen on the pages of the Chumash. Very cryptic. What does Avram have to do with Avram Avinu getting a bracha from Malki Tzedek, who we said is really Shem, the son of Noach? And this is the secret of Baruch Ata, whenever a Jew says Baruch Ata. So Chevra, what we're going to learn today from our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, is a theme that he develops all the time. Rav Moshe Weinberger loves to speak about it. Was anyone at Rav Weinberger the other night in YU? Anyone in YU? No one's in YU. Anyone was in YU? So Weinberger spoke the other night. He speaks about this all the time. And it's in at least four places in the Avodas Yisrael where he says it so beautifully. And if you actually thought about it, you would realize it's such an awesome chiddush. It's such an amazing idea. What am I referring to? What am I talking about? V'nira lefi anias daiti. Says the Avodas Yisrael. Let me explain. Beir k'tzas ledvar of HaKadoshim. I'll try to explain a little bit what the Zohar is alluding to. Al pi hakadama mirabosenu nishmasan eden. But first I have to tell you something that I heard from tzaddikim. What tzaddikim? Who tzaddikim? What tzaddikim? Something that I heard from the Magid of Mezrich, who explained a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 110. What does it say in Tehillim, chapter 110? Kufiyud. Ata Kohen La'olam. Recognize the phrase? Pasuk in Tehillim. Ata Kohen La'olam. What does it mean? So he says, I heard an explanation. Perish, dihine, anachnu. Listen to these words. Think about it for a second. It's very powerful. Anachnu krutzei chomer. We are krutzei chomer. What does it mean we're krutzei chomer? We are flesh and blood. We are krutzei chomer. We're material. Adam yisodo me'afar v'sofo la'afar. We come from the dirt. We're going to go back to the dirt. So we, human beings, for all of our frailties and all of our shortcomings, ata krutzei chomer, melei chet v'avon. And we've done so many averas in our life. Now, our Rebbe is not trying to pick on us. You see how he's going to flip it in a second. But let's be honest. How many averas? Have we done one avera in our life? Yes. Have we done 10 averas? Yes. 100 averas? By a show of hands, anyone here has done less than 1,000 averas? 10,000 averas? We've done countless averas in our lives. So we're human beings. We're very frail. We're very imperfect. We do a lot of wrong things. Va'af al pi chein. And yet, says our Rebbe, the Heilige Avodas Yisrael, Anu zochim ledaber ulischanein lifnei melech hakavod. And yet we have permission, after all the averas that we've done, we have permission to speak and to beseech the King of all kings, to talk before Hashem. Right now, chavra, any one of us could turn their body to the wall and raise their eyes to the heavens and talk directly to the Borei Kol Almin, to the Creator of the world. And that's true even if you just did an Avera a second ago. You never lose your right to communicate with Hashem. You're a child of Hashem. Banam atem al Hashem elokeichem. We are children of Hashem. And we always have a right to talk to Hashem. Despite our shortcomings, despite our Averos. And the Kashrus Ramagen says, think about that. Think about that. Let's say you wanted to, things are heating up with the presidential election. And you decided you had some insight that you wanted to share with President Donald Trump. So he said, I want to speak to the president, right? So where would you begin? Where would you begin? What connections do you have? Right? So you'll say, well, you know, I know someone at Kushner, so maybe I can go through Kushner, I can get to Jared. If I get to Jared, I can get to Ivanka, maybe I can get to the president, right? Let's say you had some really important thing to share with the president, or you were in really desperate situations, you felt the president of the United States of America could help you. How would you get to him? How would you get to him? Let's say, obviously, lahavdil, in the best of ways, right? You needed to get to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. You needed to speak to one of the Gadol Ador about an issue that you felt that only the Gadol Ador could answer. How would you get to him, right? You could get to him. You'd be able to get to him, right? But it may take, you know, showing up at the right time. It may take making a few phone calls. It may take, you know, and how much time are you going to get with him? Hashem, you can get to Hashem in a second. You can get as much time as you want. You could talk as real as you want without any busha, because Hashem knows everything you've done anyways and everything that you need. And think about that. Think about what a schus that is. You don't have to go and sit in the confession booth with your priest and tell the priest to petition the Lord for you. Talk straight to Hashem. Direct access. That's a big chiddush. Think about that. That's an unbelievable privilege that we have. So anu zochim ledaber lischani lifnei melech hakavod. We have permission to speak to the honorable king, the king of all kings, who hayotzer kol, the one who created everything, delays machshava tfisa bay, and the king who is so elevated, delays machshava, that no thought, no mind can grasp him. So Hashem is infinitely big. Hashem is infinitely powerful. And I am so limited. And I am so imperfect. And yet Hashem says, anytime you need me, just give me a call. I'm available. I'm never too busy. You don't need to make an appointment. You don't need to schedule a time. I'm always available to you. And not only that, and here's the biggest chiddush of all, v'gam anu korin oso b'lashon ata. We speak to him in the language of you. I say you to Hashem. You? Now, chaver, if this is sounding vaguely familiar, it's because when we were learning the pieces in the Avodas Yisrael on Shabbos Shuva, that's one of the places where he makes this point. If you remember, we touched on this in Shabbos Shuva. I don't know what page it is in the volume in front of you, but in the edition that I'm using, if you remember, he said, Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, return to Hashem until Hashem is Elokecha, your God. And then he said, to be able to speak to Hashem like one speaks to his friend, to be able to say, Baruch Ata, to be able to say, blessed are you, or you are the source of all blessing, however you translate the word Baruch in that context. But Ata, as one of the tzaddikim said, there may be a machlokas how to translate baruch. There's no machlokas how to translate ata. You. I wouldn't say you to a chashuv rav. Like I told you, I think when we read that piece on Shabbos Shuva, if I was talking to a Rosh Yeshiva and I wanted his opinion on something, I would say, what does the Rosh Yeshiva think about this? I would refer to him in the third person, right? What does Rav Shechter Shlita think about this? Right? I would refer to him in a way, I wouldn't say you, what do you think? Informal. And yet, says our Rebbe, the Kajetzer Magid, Hashem, who is so beyond, is also so accessible that Hashem says, I want you to say you to me. I want you to speak to me with you. Baruch Ata. I want you to say you. Kasher Yedaber Ish Elanitza Lumaso. I want you to speak to me. Continuing on the page in front of us. I want you to speak to me the way you speak to what? To a person. The way you speak to another human being who's standing opposite you, who's standing in front of you. Unbelievable. What an invitation by Hashem. Chevra, can you think of a greater kindness that Hashem provides us? Again, imagine there's like a really important person who somehow, you know, you waited months to have a meeting with. And at the end of this meeting, which, you know, the secretary, the gabbai, whoever it is says, you know, okay, 15 minutes and then, you know, we're pulling you out, right? Imagine at the end of the meeting, the person who you waited months to have this opportunity to speak to for just a couple of minutes, and you feel so thankful for even that. Imagine the person says to you, listen, you're a great guy. I'm going to give you my cell phone number. Anytime you need anything, you can call me directly. Right? A number that that most people don't have access to. And he gives it to you. Imagine how you would feel. What a kindness. What a chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out his cell phone number to every one of us. Hashem is available to every one of us. Says our Rebbe, Zehu Bavadai Chesed Gadol Ufela Mirachamei Hashem Yisbarach HaMirachim Al Briosov. This is an awesome kindness, a wondrous kindness, that Hashem has such mercy upon us that He makes Himself so available to us. And we're annoyed. We feel like davening is a burden. What's wrong with us? What a kindness. Hashem says, talk to me. Ask me for anything. I'm available. I'm listening. I'm not multitasking. I'm not doing something else at the same time. I'm 100% with you. I'm looking you in the eye. I'm standing like a dear friend. Right? Panim el panim. Ish al re'eyu. That's how it's supposed to be. Okay, so now, I mean, this is a beautiful idea that he's reminding us of. But what does it have to do with our pasuk? So says our Rebbe, you should know that the concept of chesed is always a code word, or a code word for chesed. Two terms that are synonymous are chesed and kohen. Kohanim, the concept of a kohen, is the concept of chesed. A Levi is the concept of din or gvura. Kohen is the concept of chesed. What's the gematria of the word chesed? Tzadikim point out. And again, it's a type of gematria that requires a little more explanation, but I'll just tell it to you since tzadikim pointed out. Gematria of chesed is how much?
72.
Okay. And the gematria of kohen is 75. So how do you make chesed into kohen? 72, 75. If you add the three letters, which we sometimes do in gematria, chesed plus its three letters is gematria kohen. Okay, that's the smallest of proofs. That's just a remez ba'alma, as they say. Right? But chesed, the concept of chesed is the concept of kohen. In fact, as we encounter Malki Tzedek, right, who is a kohen, who's described in our pasuk as being a kohen to God, he's really the first Kohen, I think, that we meet on the pages of the Chumash. Was there another Kohen before Malki Tzedek? Malki Tzedek is the Kohen. So he's our paradigm, as the Vilna Gaon and Rav Tzedek HaKohen of Lublin explained. Whenever you encounter something for the first time in the Torah, so that becomes, so to speak, the model for that idea. So how do we meet Malki Tzedek, who's this Kohen Le'el Elyon in our Parsha? He's a priest, he's a high priest. In what way is he a Kohen? Well, how do we meet him? He's performing chesed. He's giving out brachos. He's bringing out cake and wine, right? He's giving Avram Avinu money. V'yitin lo ma'aser mikol. He's taking care of people. That's chesed. So a kohen is the concept of chesed. Okay. So now, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the pasuk? Right. What pasuk are we even trying to explain, Chevra? Who remembers? We had a pasuk over here in Tehillim Kuf Yud. Ata kohen la'olam. So says the Chazal Shel Magid, I heard from my Rebbeim. He's referring to the Magid of Mezrich, the student of the Baal Shem Tov. What does it mean, Ata Kohen La'olam? V'zeh Perusha, this is the Perush. Ata. The fact that we're allowed to say the word Ata. The fact that you can say you to God, that you should feel as comfortable with Hashem, that you can say you directly to Hashem. Mashu anu zoichem ledaber lecha belashon ata, the fact that we can say you to the King of all kings, God who on the one hand we have a very formal relationship with, and yet Hashem in His love for us allows us to have a comfortable informal relationship with. Ata, the fact that we can say ata, hu kohen la'olam. You hear how he's reading the pasuk? The fact that we can say you to Hashem is kohen. Kohen is a code word for chesed. So ata, the fact that we could say you to God, it's a very deep chassidus shataych. The fact that we could say you to God, kohen la'olam, is the biggest chesed ever. Is the greatest chesed of all time. Hainu mipnei ki la'olam chasto. There's no bigger chesed, chevra, than the fact that Hashem allows us to what? Than the fact that Hashem allows us to say you to Hashem. Now, I think I pointed out last time also, what do we do immediately after we say Baruch Ata? When we make a bracha, what's the next word? Baruch Ata, what happens next? Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam. What happens after we draw so close to Hashem, we say Ata? Right? We balance it out. We pull back a little bit. We say Ata, you. Hey, you, God. Right? And then we say, you know what, maybe I'm overstepping a little bit. So how do we pull back? We say Hashem, right? Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, God. Hashem, HaYehovah V'yiyah, the God who always was, is, and forever will be. It's a little overwhelming. Then we say Elokeinu. Then we say Melech HaOlam, the King. We remind ourselves, don't get too comfortable with Hashem. There's a balance, right? Avinu Malkeinu. Hashem is our Father, Hashem is our King. I told you also from Rav Schwab, Rav Shimon Schwab said, that's what shuckling is. When we're davening, why is it that the Jewish soul has a tendency to sway forwards and back, forwards and back? What are we expressing? I draw close to Hashem, right? I pull close to Hashem. I want to be close. I have an invitation to be close. And then Aaron, what do? I pull back. I'm scared. I don't want to be too close. I have to be careful. He's the creator of the world. It has to be done in a balanced way. But again, explains the Kashrus from Magid. And again, it's really based on something that he heard from the Magid of Mezrich, that Ata, the fact that I could ever call God you and feel so comfortable, Kohen La'olam, that is the biggest kindness of all. That is chesed. That is a chesed she'ein kamo, like no other chesed in the world. Okay, let's pause just for a second. And let me show you very quickly in Parshas Ve'eschanan. Again, if you have the Sefer open in front of you, it's on page 204, Reish Dalet. Okay, let me just show you very quickly this idea in one other place that he has it, and where he actually says this idea in the name of the Magid of Mezrich. Okay, in Parshas Ve'eschanan. What does it say in Parshas Ve'eschanan? Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, I'm just getting it open in my Sefer. It's Devarim Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Moshe says to Hashem, Hashem Elokim, Ata hachelosa laharos es avdecha es godlecha ves yodcha chazaka asher mi kel b'shamayim uva'aretz asher yasek ma'asecha v'kegvuro secha. The very beginning of Parshas Ve'eschanan. Hashem Elokim, Ata hachelosa, you've just begun to show your servant es godlecha, your greatness, es yodcha chazaka, your strong hand. Who is God in the heavens and earth like you? Who does things like you? Ata hachelosa, right? You've just begun to show your greatness. Explains the Avodas Yisrael in Parshas Ve'eschanan. He quotes a medrash. The Yalkut, which is a medrash, says, "Es gadlecha, your greatness, zemidas tuvcha." This refers to your goodness. Shenemar va'ata yigdalna. Gadol is another word for chesed, is a code word for chesed. Gadol is always a code word for chesed. Take my word for it for now. It's Hashem's kindness, it's Hashem's goodness. When Hashem provides for us, it's called gadol. So what does our pasuk say? Ata chelosu, you've just begun to display gadlecha, to display your kindness. Ve'es yadcha, your hand, zo yamincha pshuta, l'kol bay olam. You extend your right hand to the world. Chevra, which body part corresponds to chesed? I told you a few times already this year. Chesed, gvura, teferes, right? Chesed corresponds to your right arm. So he writes over here, I heard from my Rebbe, Adonenu Morenu Harav HaKadosh, Mohadab, who's Mohadab? Rav Dov Ber. Rav Dov Ber. Right? Rav Dov Ber, Mimezrich, the Heilige Magid of Mezrich. Masha Omru B'Zohar HaKadosh. What it says in the Zohar. What does it say in the Zohar? It says in the Zohar, Ata, on the word Ata, you, Taman Gochin Reisha. From there, Gochin Reisha, one lowers their head. Now, what's the Pashup Shot? How do you bow during Shemona Esrei? Baruch, you bend your knees. Ata, you bow. That's the Pashup Shot. Gochin Reisha, you lower your head. But no, it's more than that. Who's lowering his head to who? Hashem lowered himself to us. Hashem says, I allow you to say Ata. And we do it with humility. That's why we're bowing at the moment we're saying Ata. Right? I can't believe you're allowing me to use the word Ata, to be so close, to be so casual with you, Hashem. Ratzolomar, Shezehu Michasto Yisbarach. This is an awesome kindness of Hashem. Kimilas Ata Mora Al Chesed, Kmo Ata Kohen Laolam. Like that vart that we just learned in Parshas Lech Lecha. Ata, the fact that we could say Ata, Kohen Laolam, is the biggest kindness ever. Sheyehe Be'efshari, that it should be permitted to us. V'koach Enoshi, La'amod Lefonav Yisbarach Ledaber Ito. L'nocheach K'medaber El Re'eyu, to talk to Hashem, opposite you, the way one speaks to their friend, as we find in every bracha, Baruch Ata. That's unbelievable. V'hu Me'rov An Vasanuso. It's Hashem's humility, the Ha'arasso, and Hashem's illumination shining towards us. Ha'mishtal shel al-adam lahayir al-avar panav. That Hashem radiates in our way, in our presence, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying here at the beginning of Ha'es Chanan. Ata ha'chelosa, Hashem, you've just begun to what? To display godlecha, your kindness. In other words, ata, the fact that you allow us to say ata, helps us to begin to understand the kindness of Hashem. It's just one of the infinite kindnesses that Hashem does for us, that Hashem allows Himself to be so connected to us. And so now let's come back to our Kohen, the first Kohen in the Chumash. The first Kohen in the Chumash is providing chesed, he's bringing out cake, he's bringing out wine, he's giving gifts to Avram, he's giving him blessings. Malki Tzedek seems like a pretty good guy. So now let's come back. Let's come back to Parshas Lech Lecha. Okay, let's see. Al Kain. Therefore, Nira Lefarish Kain Divrei Hazar. Now, what did our Zohar say? What did the Zohar say that we started with? Chava, let's get the pieces together. Let's go back to the beginning of the piece. Isa B'Zohar, Baruch Avram, when Malkisedek says to Avram, blessed is Avraham, that's like we say Baruch Ata. Baruch Avram is like Baruch Ata. How is Baruch Avram like Baruch Ata? You have to be such a genius to put these pieces together. To grab a little Zohar here and a Pasuk there and to read it with such deep eyes. Nu, look what he says. Says the Kashrus HaMagid. We can explain the Zohar. Baruch Avram is like Baruch Ata. Why? Dahainu. That is to say. However, please look inside. Try to understand. I want you to be able to learn these Svarim on your own one day. When I was your age, I couldn't read a single word of this. But I've been working on it for the last 20 years. And now I can. And you can too. So work on it. Baruch Ata, Dahainu, that is to say. What does that mean, Baruch Ata? How is Baruch Avram the same as Baruch Ata, Dahainu? Masha Anu Zochin Lomar, Baruch Ata. The awesome privilege that we have to say Ata to Hashem. Hu Bechinas HaChesed. That is the greatest kindness of all, that Hashem allows us to do that. Masha Nirmaz B'Milas Avram. And that is similar to Avram. Because who was Avraham? Who is Avraham as opposed to Yitzchak and Yaakov? What was the midah of Avraham? Malki Tzedek, the first Kohen, who's doing chesed, who's being mashpia chesed onto Avraham, right? Avraham Avinu, of course, we know Avraham is what? As chesed, as an ish chesed par excellence. Avraham Avinu, who's sitting on the third day in next week's parsha, after just getting a bris milah, he's sitting there in unbelievable pain. He's 99 years old and getting a bris. Can you imagine how difficult that was? On the third day, which is the most painful day after the bris, and Avram is begging Hashem, I just want to do Achnasas Orchim. I just want to have guests. Avram's whole mahus, his whole being was chesed. So yes, Baruch Avram is very similar to Baruch Ata. When you think about Avram, you think about, wow, the chesed of Avram is unbelievable. Well, next time you say a bracha, whether it's a shahakol or whether it's a shmona esrei, close your eyes for half a second. Baruch Ata. I'm saying you to the God who's responsible for 8 billion people in the world and every one of their beating hearts. The God who's responsible for billions and trillions of stars in the heavens above. And everyone is taken care of precisely. Hashem is misader sakochavim, like we say in Maariv. Every star is exactly where it needs to be. The God who's responsible for everything has all the time in the world for me. Chever, that should make you feel like $1 million, but it's much more than that. So Baruch Ata is Baruch Avraham. It's the same chesed. Shugam kein isha chesed kenoda. Avram Avinu is chesed. Avram Avinu's whole being is chesed. That's what he's about. Ulefiza misayim sham. So now we understand what the Zohar is saying. When the Zohar is saying to us that when we say Baruch Ata, this is the Raza demila tikuna divircha an inon. Perush, what does that mean? Sheramas kan sod seder atfila. Hinted in these two words, Baruch Ata, it's the most powerful tefillah that you say. Of all the things you say, Hashem, I want money, Hashem, I want wisdom, Hashem, I want health, Hashem, I want Yerushalayim, Hashem, I want Mashiach, Hashem, I want peace in the world, Hashem, I want this, I want that. All the brachos of Shmona Esrei, the restoration of judges, and the downfall of the wicked. You know what the most powerful word you say in all of Shmona Esrei is? Ata. Baruch Ata. The fact that you can say Ata to Hashem is the secret of tefillah. It's the secret of every bracha. V'chein yesh lefarish ha-pasuk, and that's our pasuk. Ata kohen la'olam. The fact that you can say ata is kohen la'olam, is the biggest chesed of all. So now, Malki Tzedek. Ah, the king of righteousness. The king of righteousness. Who is Malki Tzedek? He comes out to Avram, and he's a kohen. And he's a very powerful king. But he's trying to what? He's trying to make Avram feel comfortable. This story in the Torah, which you're wondering, like, why do I need to know about this weird random encounter? Avram meets this guy who apparently is Shem ben Noach, and he's giving him cake, and he's making a lechayim with him, and he gives him some money, and he gives him a bracha. Well, what is this? Chaver, this is every time you daven. It's an encounter between you and Hashem, the King of all kings, who's lowering himself to you. As you're lowering yourself, when you bow, Baruch Ata and Shmona Esrei, you lower yourself to Hashem, but Hashem is also lowering himself to you. Hashem in his humility is saying, come, let's get together. Let's sit together. Let's forbring. Let's have a piece of cake and make a lachaim. That's what Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, the king who's Shalem, the ultimate king, is reaching out to Avram and trying to make contact with him. Ata kohen la'olam. Al divrasi Malki Tzedek. Perish? Kamo shiramas Malki Tzedek keperish hazohar. Malki Tzedek is like the Zohar is teaching us here. This idea of ata kohen la'olam. And this again, Chaver, this is the secret of really every Shmona Esrei. Now he goes on and says some very deep and cryptic ideas. He develops this idea further based on Arizal. We're going to leave that for now. I think this is deep enough and practical enough for us for now. Okay? Let's do two more small little pieces. One is a piece that's very different than the style that we usually find in our Rebbe. And again, he's quoting from the Maggid of Mezrich, who was one of his Rebbe. And the Maggid of Mezrich was the second leader of the Hasidic world after the Baal Shem Tov, the Heilige Maggid of Mezrich, okay, Rav Dov Ber. And he brings here a very interesting remez. Again, this is not, there are Hasidic Sfarim that spend a lot of time bringing Ramazim, dealing with numerical values of letters and Rashi Tevos and Sofei Tevos, first letters and last letters. It's not something you find a lot in our Sefer, in the Avodas Yisrael, but he brings an interesting one here. What did Malki Tzedek give to Avram? So again, open a chumash and look. He gave him lechem. He gave him yayin. He gave him blessings. And then the pasuk says that he gave him what? He gave him meiser. Ve'yiten lo meiser mikol. He gave him meiser. What is meiser? What is meiser? When a person separates meiser from his produce. Yeah, and you give meiser. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. How much do you give for Meiser, Chavra? The word itself is the answer. How much do you give? 10%. Meiser is 10%. Okay? So Vayitin lo Meiser Mikol, Malki Tzedek gave him Meiser from everything. Well, what did he actually give Avram Avinu? What was he actually giving him? gave him cake, he gave him wine, he gave him blessings, and he gave him Meiser. He gave him Meiser, gave him a tenth of everything. A tenth of everything what? Rashi says, Asher lo. He gave him 10%. Lefisha haya kohen, because he was a kohen. Wait, who gave who? Oh, Avram gave Malki Tzedek. What do you usually do? The kohen usually gives or the kohen usually gets Meiser? Which way does it go, Chevra? Who gives, who gets? The Kohanim get, the Levium get, right? So Vayitin lo, who's Vayitin lo Meiser Mikol? Avram gave him, he gave, who gave who? Okay, it's not 100% clear in the Pasuk. Well, we're about to learn it, that Malki Tzedek certainly gave something to Avraham. Malki Tzedek gave something to Avram, was also a Kohen. Avram's also called a Kohen. Again, if he's the person of Chesed, Avram's also a Kohen. Avram has a lot to do with Kahuna. There's Pesukim also in Nach, not in the Chumash so much, I don't think, but in Nach, we do find Pesukim that refer to Avram Avinu as a Kohen. Adam Arishon was also a Kohen. Okay, the concept of Kohen. You have to think of Kohen not only as, you know, members of Shevet Levi, but the concept of Kohen. When you give tzedakah, when you do chesed, you're also a kohen in that moment. Kohen means a worker for Hashem. When you fix the world and you do chesed, that's called being a kohen. So now, look what he says here. Very sweet and short little remez. Admor ha'aloki Rav Dov Ber, I heard from the Maggid of Mezrich. He said the following remez. Omar remez. Ki Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Moshach b'kdushaso Os hey la Avraham, Masha achar kach kara lo Hashem shem chadash Avraham. Malki Tzedek met a Jew by the name of Avram. But we know that Avram, we would never call Avraham Avram. That's a name that the Torah says will not be used anymore. Avraham gets a letter hey and he becomes what? Avraham. What's the gematria of Avraham, by the way? This is not the gematria he's about to share with us. 248. What is 248? 248 mitzvot saseh. 248 limbs of the body. Avram was the first person to serve Hashem fully. And now he's having an encounter with Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. He's the king of Shalem. Shalem, of course, is Selah. The 248 mitzvot, the 248 limbs of the body. You're going to become complete, Avraham. And he did. He got himself a bris milah, and he becomes Tamim. V'heyei tamim, he becomes wholesome, he becomes complete. Avram's a very full person. So now, what does our pasuk say? So apparently, the Maggid of Mezrich said this idea that what? That somehow Malki Tzedek was the one who gave the letter hey to Avram to become Avraham. Okay, a lot to unpack there, very deep idea. But says the Avodas Yisrael, V'yitin lo meiser mikol. What did the pasuk say? He gave him 10% of everything. What's the gematria of kol? If you take everything, you take kol, you take everything, how much is kol? 50. Chevra, what's 10% of 50? No, Seth? What's 10? Gabe? What's no? Just call it out. 5, right? 5. Ah. So if Malki Tzedek, listen, you got the vart? He gave him what? Meiser, 10% of kol. 10% of 50. In other words, he gave him 5. What's the 5? Oh, he gave him the letter hey of his name. Kol ola chamishim. Kol is gematria 50. Va'maiser, if you take maiser from 50, it's 5. That's the letter hey of Avram Avinu's name. Now again, there's a lot more to unpack here. But a beautiful remez. Again, it's teaching us a different way to read the Torah. When the Torah says 10% of everything, you could read that as 10% of everything, or you could say 10% of the word everything. The word for everything is kol. Kol is gematria 50. 10% of 50 is 5. Oh, that's the 5 that Avram had added to his name. Okay, Yehuda, let's hear. Then we're going to do one more tiny piece.
I was just wondering, I know that there's a pasuk Vashem Berach Avram Bakol.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if Rebbe had any idea of connection.
There's a lot there. There's a lot there. I'm not sure. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it in the context of this piece, but definitely what to think about there. Yeah, the idea of kol has a lot to, I mean, again, kol means completion. Kol is everything, right? Hashem blessed Avram with everything. Wholesomeness, yeah. There's a lot to think about there. It's definitely what to think about there.
Rebbe, maybe there's a connection between where it says Kol Bashmai Mivaretz in the Chasham Agdula.
Could be. That's talking about Kol Bashmai Mivaretz is Yesod. I don't know, okay. There's what to unpack there. I don't know. I have to think about it more carefully. Okay, Chava, let's learn one more piece, and this maybe is the most important piece we're going to learn today. All right, I mean, We've learned how to make a bracha. You can't get to the Olam HaEmes after 120, Gabe, and say to Hashem, I don't know how to make, I didn't, Hashem says, why didn't you make better brachas? I didn't know. Hashem says, no way, you do know. I know for a fact you know. Hashem's going to pull up the calendar. Hashem's going to say, Mar Cheshwan, October 28th, 2020. You learned from the Kushan Sir Magid how to make a bracha. That you, I gave you permission to say Ata. To say you to Hashem. That's how close I want to be with you, Hashem said. And if you mumbled your bracha, Hashem said, I'm disappointed in you. You knew the secret. You knew the secret of how to daven. Don't squander it. But Chavra, let's learn one more piece today. And it's a Gevaldic piece. It's a beautiful piece. V'ha'amin b'Hashem v'yachshaveh lo tzedakah. And he believed in Hashem. Avram believed in Hashem. And he considered it tzedakah. Chevra, what is this pasuk? What is this pasuk? What is this pasuk? He believed in Hashem and he considered it tzedakah. Who considered it tzedakah? Who considered what tzedakah? He believed in Hashem and he considered it tzedakah. What's this talking about? No, Chevra, anyone know? What's the pshat in this pasuk? What do you think? Tell me what you think the pasuk is saying. V'hemin b'Hashem, he believed in Hashem, and he considered it tzedakah. Who considered what tzedakah? I mean, again, he believed in Hashem is obviously talking about Avram. But v'yachshevel lo tzedakah, he considered it tzedakah? What does that mean? Who considered what tzedakah? Ozzy, I'm listening.
Could it be maybe that, like, the value of this belief is just as important as, like, the money or currency that you would receive with the tzedakah. So it's, like, just as important.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, article translates, it's Perek Tezvav Pasuk Vav. Article translates it here, and he trusted in Hashem, lowercase he, Avraham, and he, capital H, reckoned it to him as righteousness. That Hashem reckoned it to him as righteousness. What does that mean? What does that mean? V'achshaveh lo tzedakah. So Rashi says, Hashem considered Avraham's emunah as righteousness. Right? Makes sense. Avraham was righteous in the sense that he was the first one to believe in Hashem. In this way. So when Avraham says, God, I believe in you, Hashem says, you're a tzaddik. V'achshaveh lo tzedakah. Hashem says, this is Pashup Shah, this is Rashi. Right? V'hemin v'Hashem, Avram believed in Hashem, and Hashem said, oh, that's very righteous of you, because a lot of people worship idols. A lot of people don't believe in me. Okay, fine, good. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban, in his commentary on Chumash, says, it's not so surprising. Hashem doesn't have to, at this point, say, like, wow, Avram, I can't believe that you believe in me. It's understood that Avram already believes in Hashem. So when Hashem makes promises to Avram over here in Perek Tezvav, it's not a chiddush, right? Again, the hemin by Hashem in context is not just talking about general belief. It's talking about when Hashem makes all these promises to Avram by the Bris Ben Abasarim, and Hashem tells him that, you know, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you, and you're going to get a great reward, and Avram believes it, and Hashem says, oh, wow, thanks for believing in me. Right? So Rashi says, yes. Hashem said, thank you, Avram, for believing me. Right? That's very righteous of you to believe that when I make a promise to you, it's going to come true. The Ramban says, Avram already believes in God. So when God makes a promise to him, it's not such a chiddush that he believes in him. So the Ramban says that what? That Avraham, yechsheveh lo tzedakah, Avram considered it tzedakah from Hashem, that Hashem made him these promises. That's the Ramban. Okay? Chavre, you got it clear? The hemin b'Hashem, Avram believed in Hashem, and he considered it tzedakah. Who considered it tzedakah? So Rashi says, Hashem considered it righteous of Avraham to believe. Not everyone believed in Hashem, so it was considered righteous. The Ramban says, but Avraham, we know Avraham believes in Hashem. No, but Yechshevo lo tzedakah, Avraham considered it, Yechshevo, Avraham considered it what? Tzedakah. Hashem was giving him a handout. Thank you, Hashem, for making me all these promises. But comes along our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, and he tells us in just a couple of lines, there's another way to learn the pasuk. V'hemin ba'Hashem v'yachshaveh lo tzedakah. Chaver, look. Yesh lomar. She'Avraham ba'atzmo choshav zeh la'kadosh baruch hu l'tzedakah. That Avraham considered it a tzedakah from Hashem. That sounds like the Ramban, that Hashem gave him a gift. What gift did Hashem give Avram in the Pasuk? So you'll say, well, all the promises of the Pasuk, right? When Hashem said to him, Al tira Avram, Anochi magen lach, I'll protect you, Schar chahar b'maod, I'll give you a great reward. That's the tzedakah that Hashem is giving Avram, right, Evan? Says our Rebbe, no, it's deeper than that. You know what tzedakah? You know what kindness Hashem gave Avraham? And we have to thank Hashem for giving us this ability? You know what it is? Look at the words. Sha'avram ba'atzmo. Avram himself. Chashav zeh sha'kadosh baruch hu tzedakah. Sha'asa imo. Sh'nasan lo secha lahamin ba'Hashem echad. The fact that I believe in you, Hashem. The ha'amin ba'Hashem. The fact that I'm even able to count myself amongst the believers, that itself is a gift. Chevra, every one of us, every single person who's learning this piece right now, knows someone who believes in Hashem less than you do. Every one of us has a friend, or a cousin, a relative, a brother, a sister, a neighbor, right? Someone who we went to elementary school with, who doesn't believe in Hashem, for whatever reason. Whatever reason they've come to their conclusion that they're not interested in Torah, they're not interested in Hashem, or maybe they have a much lesser belief, maybe they believe, but not as strongly as you do. Every one of us knows someone who believes less. So I ask you, why is it that you believe and that person doesn't? You can offer all sorts of explanations. It has to do with the way you were raised, it has to do with your rebellion, the Torah that you learned, your understanding of the world, your own philosophy. You can give all sorts of answers, but you know what? At the end of the day, the fact that you count yourself amongst the believers of God in the world, the fact that you have emuna is a gift that Hashem has given you, and you have to say thank you for it. And Avram knew that. Avram didn't take it for granted that he was doing Hashem a favor by believing in Hashem. Avram said, Hashem, thank you so much for opening my heart to be able to believe in you. Chashav zeh l'kadosh baruch hu l'tzedakah sha'asa imo sh'nasan lo seicha l'hamin v'Hashem echad. Hashem, you gave me the biggest gift in the world. That you gave me the ability to believe. Whatever question my friend at NYU has that's causing him to question God, I don't have that question, Baruch Hashem. I'm thankful that I'm not bothered by that question. Whatever that class he took in some philosophical class that all of a sudden he thinks he's got a kasha on God, I don't have that kasha, Baruch Hashem. And I'm thankful that I'm not bothered by that question. Whatever it is that causes a person to not believe in Hashem, I'm thankful that I'm not struggling with that. V'kar v'lezeh perish ha-pasuk. And this is the pshat as well in the pasuk. Lecha Hashem, hamam lacha. Chaver, what's the pashat pshat in this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim? Lecha Hashem, hamam lacha. To you Hashem is kingship. To you Hashem is, it doesn't say, to you Hashem is melucha. You know how to read the pasuk, says our Rebbe? Lecha Hashem, hamam lacha. You Hashem are the one who what? What does mamlich mean? Mamlech means the act of crowning the king. We're not saying, Hashem, you are the king. We're saying, Hashem, you control the ability of us to crown you. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me a Jewish neshama and a heart that's open to recognizing that I can put the crown on your head. Dainu gam king. She David ha-melech olav ha-shalom. Amar lecha Hashem. To you, Hashem. Sha'akol shelcha. It's all from you. Everything is from you. Afilu mashmam lichen oscha, the fact that I worship you and crown you as king, I couldn't do that on my own. There's too many questions. The Yetzirah is too strong. There's too much Hester Panim. There's too much confusion in this world. Hashem, you gave me the gift of the ability to crown you. Hu mikoach shalcha, ki hu hanosin lecha koach lasos chayel. Because Hashem, you give me the ability to do anything and everything. And therefore, one more phrase. Va'osher va'kavod. Milafanecha. Perish. Wealth and honor is milafanecha. Perish. Shekol ha'osher va'kavod. Hurak milafanecha. All the wealth, all of the honor, it's all milafanecha in the sense that what? It's all, Hashem, everything you give me is milafanecha. Sheyachol lamod milafanecha lavodoscha. Any success I have in this world, I'm willing to admit, Hashem, I know why you gave me the success. Because you want me to be able to have it a little easier to serve you. You want it to be a little bit easier to place the crown on your head. You want to make it a little easier for me to believe in you. And I consider that a gift. I consider that the biggest gift of all. So, Chavra, today we learned about unbelievable presence that Hashem gives us. The present of the permission to say Ata to Hashem in davening and to talk to Hashem. Hashem gives us the gift of being able to believe. And hopefully, every one of us has strong emunah. right? And those times where our emunah gets shaky, we have to ask Hashem, please help me to believe in you. Right? I want to believe in you, but I don't know how to believe in you. Give me the gift of belief, and I'll thank you for it. I'll thank you for the tzedakah that you gave me. And again, this little remez of Maaser Mikol, the third piece that we learned, that Malki Tzedek, in a certain way, was paving the way for Avram to get that letter Hey, which would make him complete and wholesome in his service of Hashem. Okay, three Gevaldik Torahs today. Hope you enjoyed. We'll stop.